I'll tell you what, Kingy, the WBBL season, they're playing for Sheep Stations now. We are coming down to the pointy end, and our girls, the Melbourne Renegades, well, they're going to play the winner of the Eliminator, which is the Brisbane Heat and Adelaide Strikers today. Renegades are kicking back in the Challenger, which they will, quote-unquote, host at the Adelaide Oval tomorrow. It's been that sort of season. But their skipper has been kind enough to join us, Sophie Molyneux, and she joins us here for Mate Award-winning Aussie Service Mobile Plans from just $20. Thanks for joining us, Sophie.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
How's the countdown going?
Yeah, it's kind of okay. It's a weird feeling going into a final and not knowing who you're playing. But, yeah, we'll be watching together tonight. And girls got a bit of training today, and we're ready to go, I think.
You're well-versed in the art of, I guess, travelling, certainly, hanging around, and you're going to host an interstate final. I mean, obviously, due to the border restrictions, we don't need to bang on about, but you haven't been able to host a game in Melbourne for the entire season. Has it ended up working in your favour, as I'm sure as challenging as it was initially?
Yeah, I suppose it has. It depends how you look at it. I think like most of us had to sort of quarantine, and we're all coming from different states and everything, but that feels like 5 years ago now. But we've sort of been on the road together as a group for 6 weeks, and I think it's sort of played into our hands because we've all gotten along really well and been able to create a really cool vibe around the team. We just sort of want to make the most of these last, you know, this last week together and hopefully come away with a win.
So if it looks like it's really worked for you, I was just having a look at the notes before, and second bottom last year and second place this year. It's been a fantastic turnaround, and you've taken all before you, as you said, with those challenges. But what do you put that down to? What's been the radical improvement this year?
I suppose we made a few changes. New coach, few new players, and just a change of list. And I suppose it's T20 cricket as well. Yeah. Bit fickle, and yeah, there's not too much difference between your best and your worst. And I think, yeah, this year it's been really good for us. And I actually do think that the time on the road together has really helped, and the team's really gelled. And Simon Helmet as coach has been awesome. So I suppose things have just sort of clicked a little bit better this year.
Tell you one thing that's helped, and that's Harmon Preet Kaur. She's an absolute star. Tell us about what she's been like to play alongside.
Yeah, she's awesome. I think obviously the numbers and the runs and wickets are pretty self-explanatory. She's been pretty valuable to us, and same as Jemima Rodriguez, who's also from India. But I think it's their off-field stuff that's been really great for, I think, quite a young squad and an impressionable squad. So to be able to, you know, play cricket alongside the captain of India, it's been really cool for the girls to just, yeah, to watch and learn, I suppose.
What's the day look like? So the opposition play today, or the contenders play today, that you'll get an opportunity at tomorrow in effectively the preliminary final, is how we'd sort of
in footy speak,
in footy speak, to dumb it down for us footballers. What's the plan today? How do you watch the game as a group, or do your own thing?
Yeah, we've got a bit of training today, and then we'll probably come straight off the track and watch it. So, and we'll probably watch it as a group, I think. We've only got a few days left together, and I think we'll try and make the most of it. So, we'll tune in tonight.
So as good as your season was, Sophie, which we touched on, and it absolutely was, you lost your last two. So going into this final tomorrow, have you sought to sit down and address that, or is it just the fact that this game's so wildly unpredictable, you know, sometimes there's factors outside of your control, or is there some things that you've sought to address going into this one?
Yeah, a little bit of both. I think we all sort of understand that during the Big Bash, I think most teams have a bit of a wave, and I suppose that sort of come at the back end of the round matches, which you'd prefer than tomorrow night. So I suppose we sort of rode that a little bit and learnt a lot. I think it was quite valuable, some of the stuff that we got out of those matches in Mackay, and we've also just parked it as well. So we're pretty keen to just get back out there and obviously learn from the last couple of games, but we know what we need to do to sort of get back to our best.
Being on the road for so long, it would bring some different challenges. Can you tell us a bit about the group? Because obviously there'll be some things going on that'll be amusing, and there'll be some things that are dead set annoying.
Yes, that's right.
We would like to know a little bit of both, if you could help us out, Sophie.
Oh, dear. I don't know where to start. I feel like No, we've had a really good time. We've sort of, between matches, we've had a couple of breaks and extended breaks where we've sort of found ourselves in the hills of Adelaide. And
yes.
Yeah, we've sort of
say no more.
Made sure we've done a bit of touristy things here and there. But yeah, all in all, we've got a really good group. And, you know, you combine it with the Indians and Eve Jones from England and a couple of the young ones, Poppy Gardner, who's a Melbourne girl, who's 16 and just loving life out of school, I think. So, yeah, it's been great.
So basically being in the wineries is basically what Sophie's saying.
That's what's kept her going.
No, I promise there's been some cricket going.
Hey, I'm fascinated by your, I guess, background, Sophie, and your path that you took to get here. So you grew up out in Bairnsdale. You were effectively born into the game, weren't you? Your old man is as passionate as anyone about the game, isn't he? Wasn't he?
Yeah, he loves it. He's sort of actually the borders have opened up, so mum and dad are coming over, and a lot of people from Melbourne are coming over to watch, awesome. Which will be really cool. But I suppose growing up in a country town, I think all you do is play sport and go to school and repeat. So I think dad was a massive role in that, and playing for the West Bairnsdale Cricket Club, it's like a second family to me, which I love going back home to see everyone. But no, it was, pretty self-explanatory country upbringing, I think.
I did hear, Sophie, that maybe being on the road hadn't affected you as much being from Bairnsdale and you hadn't missed it that much.
Oh, David.
Well, that's just what I'm hearing. Any truth to that?
it's been great.
Lovely town, Bairnsdale.
In the Adelaide Hills.
Yeah, I do live in Melbourne. I do miss Bairnsdale, but Bairnsdale will always be home, but it's not going too far, that's for sure.
So you were talent spotted ridiculously early. We're talking 10 years of age here.
I sort of can't really remember back then, but
right.
I was playing a bit of men's cricket and boys' cricket back then, and I think just sort of crept into the underage sort of system, and sort of went through the age groups there.
Yeah,
Sophie, can you answer a question for me? So Sammy's young fella who's just taking up cricket. He's 9 years of age. He's been given a sheet to hand out as to what his goals are for the year. Playing cricket at nine.
Yeah, and done well though, Sophie, like tastefully done. It asked in a way that would relate to a 9 year old. Is that something that you would have had back in your day?
Is it a bit early, do you think?
Yeah, is it a bit early?
Yeah, not quite. Sounds a little bit like what we need to do now is set out our goals and plans for the year, but I'm not sure what my goal would have been back at that age.
Well, I don't know if Hattrick was on there because you took one of those as a youngster.
Yeah, I don't think that was on the goal sheet, but
well, yeah. We wish you the best of luck.
Good luck.
We wish you the best of luck tomorrow out in the Challenger, of course, and we can't wait to see how it goes. You've had a great season. You'll play the winner of the Heat and the Strikers, of course, and then the Perth Scorchers are waiting at Optus Stadium in the big one. Can't wait for that one on the 27th of November as well. Thanks for being so generous with your time, Soph.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Win it and straight back to the hills, I reckon.
Yeah. Sophie was here for Mate, Australia's most satisfied NBN customers. Internet from just $59. Search Mate online.